conquer debt and take control of your future this Sorted Money Month. Here's some more advice and tips from Christine Liggins, CEO of DebtFix.
Hi there, it's Christine from DebtFix. We get a lot of questions about what happens to your debt when you die. I know that sounds a bit morbid, but you know, that's one guarantee in life. We are all going to die. I came across a client once and I was upset by what she was doing. She thought she was doing the right thing, but her partner had died and the creditors had been in touch and said, you need to pay off the debt. Now, unless the debt is in your name, you're not liable for it. So this person, the debt was in his name and he'd passed away. So she wasn't liable for it, and they were wrong to chase her for this money. But when you're in a vulnerable situation and going through grief, you know, you've just lost your loved one, you're not really sure on what you're doing, they're chasing you, you just want them off your back, you're just going to pay them. So I just ask you to take a step back and breathe, because only if your name is on the debt, on the contract, on the loan contract, only if your name is on there should you be paying it. It's a terrible time for you to be going through this, and you don't need creditors hounding you. So just be mindful and just check whose name is on the actual contract. There's no liability passed on to you just because you live together, you are married to them, anything like that. Now, what some people get confused about when you die is the person who's died leaves what we call an estate, and everything that person owned belongs to the estate. And it is the estate that has to pay the debts. So let me give you an example of what could be in someone's estate when they pass away. Their KiwiSaver might be there. They might have savings in a bank. They might have owned a car or a motorbike or even some property. If all that was in their name, then that is part of their estate. So if I give you an easy example, let's say they owned a house and the house was only in their name. The house would be sold, the money from the house would then go to pay off the debt. And then whatever's left after the debt and things have been paid, that would be left to whoever it was left to in the will. So let me just say that again. So if Bob owns a house on his own name and he passes away and he owes some debt, then the house would be sold to pay the debts off. Probably the mortgage first, to be fair. But no one else is liable. If there's no money, if there's no house, no one else is liable for that debt. If you are ever unsure, give us a call. Contact your local CAB, contact your local budget service. We just need you to breathe and not just rush into something when it might not be the right thing to do. So just check in with someone first, because you're in a very vulnerable position when you lose someone you love.
Confidential, non-judgmental, no obligation, and advice free of charge. Get in touch with DebtFix today. DebtFix.co.nz.